You're listening to WRS. It is 9:15. It's the breakfast show, and we're here to talk about theatre. And in fact, I am joined in the studio by Will and John. Good morning to both of you. You are in one play that is going to be on in Geneva next week at Feats a couple of weeks after. So good morning.
Morning, Kat.
I'm also joined on the line by Victoria, who has written a play, and this is also going to the Feats Fringe. So all kind of coming together. Morning to you, Victoria. Are you there?
Hi, morning, Kat. Thank you so much for having us.
Great. We've got everyone. So I want to find out a little bit about these different plays that are happening. This is a double whammy that we can all go and see in Geneva, actually, as early as next week, because there'll be a double whammy on the 3rd and the 4th of May happening at Le Ménage in Geneva before you take these plays to Feats. But John, you wrote one of these, Friends Will Help, or Friends Help You Move, and then you're also starring in it. Tell us a little bit about what your play is about.
That's right. It's called, yeah, Friends Help You Move, and the tagline is Friends Help You Move, Real Friends Help You Move a Body. So I guess I would describe it as kind of a black comedy. I mean, it's essentially a comedy, but you know, I'm Irish, so we like our comedy with a little dose of blackness. So so it's basically, it's a kind of a dark comedy about two inept Irish criminals who are really don't know what they're doing, are pretty stupid, but have this idea for a big heist, a big job that they want to do to step up their criminal life, and they don't know how to do it. So they enlist the help of a local hard man, crime boss, and that's their plan. And of course, things do not go according to plan, and things go awry, and they very quickly find themselves completely out of their depth and not knowing what they're doing. So that's the basic overview. I don't want to give too much away because there's a few twists during the plot.
So, I would hope so. How on earth did you come up with this? Where did this come from, John?
Well, it's hard to say, actually. I kind of started writing it sort of halfway through. I just had the idea, like, and the kind of tagline, like, what would happen if two guys ended up in a kind of a situation that they couldn't handle? And what would those guys say to each other? How would they handle it? And then that was kind of halfway through the play. So then I figured out, well, I better set up the premise for this and write the beginning and then kind of come up with an ending to it. So that's sort of how it happened. I just started with the idea of like, what would happen if this happened to these two guys? Sort of two guys from say Dublin or Ireland somewhere who were fairly inept, stupid criminals. And it just kind of went from there. I just wrote the dialogue and it just kind of came from there.
It just all started with that first concept. And Will, you're starring in this show. So what is it like being in the show and also having the person that wrote it and is directing it as well, right there in front of you, working with you in a show?
Well, Kat, this is really awkward because, of course, he's also sitting opposite me.
I am looking at you.
Like, thankfully, I play a body for most of the play. So, like, that's not giving anything away, John.
No, that's fine.
No, it's been great, actually. Okay. And we've had some help from members of the Renegade Saints, one of whom is your buddy Dara.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's been really, really good. It's been a fun process, and I've got to muck about with accents quite a bit, which I love doing.
Okay, because you are slipping into an Irish accent. Is that right? Is there an Irish accent in this, or were we just playing around?
I certainly have an Irish accent.
You have an Irish accent. Okay, I was playing around asking them to do each other's accents for this interview. So so fair enough. I would also like to go to Victoria and find out about your play, Victoria. Can you give us a little overview? The Geese Fly South. What's it all about?
Hi. So it's basically about being in love and being in relationships and how basically every relationship ends up following the same pattern. So it's four couples in a sort of bar restaurant on Valentine's Day. And the entire play runs as one continuous conversation in which every couple is in a different stage of being in love. There is the unrequited love. There's the just about to break up. There's the deeply, deeply enamored with each other. And eventually, yes, they all morph into each other. Like John's play, it's about something quite sort of serious, but it is meant to be very funny. It's lighthearted. I think that anyone that goes to see it, no matter where their love life is at, will be able to see themselves, see their own relationship or past relationships in it.
Excellent. And so I have to ask, this one you're not directing, but it's sort of in the family a little bit. Who's directing this play that you have written?
My mother, Elizabeth Comstock Smith, is directing it, which is incredibly surreal. because she, I wrote the play when I was quite young, and it's mostly about sort of people that she's actually met. So there's a really fun sort of, she's like, wait, is this about that boy that you dated when you were like, yes,
and disapprove
it
of.
So, yeah. So it's been great being able to see the real life experiences translated into these wonderful directorial sort of tips, and the way that she's kind of dealt with it and the way that she's been informing the actors. It's just been such a delight, and it's been really, really fun watching it come to life.
And Will, you're also in this performance as well. Is that right? You're in both of these shows, so it will be a double whammy, but very much for you.
It's a massive double whammy, and the two characters I'm playing are complete polar opposites. So there's the one who's the gangster for John, and then with Victoria, I'm playing this, I think, this man who's sort of trying not to be a terrible womanizer. Is that fair, Victoria?
yeah, absolutely.
Trying his best.
And then the worst thing, sorry, like, you know, I'm wondering, like, Victoria, like, your mum is directing us, of course, but some of the language we use is pretty blue.
Like, yes, it is. One of our actresses came up to me incredibly excitedly and said, you know, Victoria, this is the first time that I get to say the
Don't
T
say
word.
It.
Don't say the word.
That's a delight that I get to give actors that opportunity.
Thank you so much for just giving us a good indication. Guys, it's a great opportunity to, I think, see two very, very different stories in one night as well. And congratulations for writing these, then bringing them to life. It must be so nice to actually see your work and really bring it to life in this way from right there on the page. I know that you're all so used to performing in a lot of plays. I mean, John and Will, certainly, you've been in the studio several times before and you perform in plays. It must be really nice to actually bring that play that you have written from the page.
It's quite a surreal experience because it's different when you've written it yourself. You have this idea of how it might sort of sound or look, and then you see other actors doing it, and it always comes out differently, you know. But we have had a lot of fun actually adding little bits in as we go along, because we're adjusting the dialogue as we go, saying, "Oh, that'd be funny. Let's add that."
You have the flexibility to do that.
Of course,
when
we do.
Yours.
Yes, we've developed it as we've gone a little bit, you know. And it's been really satisfying to do that.
It's on at Le Ménage on the 3rd and 4th of May. Before you take it off to Antwerp for the Festival of European Anglophone Theatrical Societies, otherwise known as FEATS, guys, I wish you all the best of luck. The venue is small, so if you would like to go and see it in Geneva at Le Ménage, do grab your tickets now at geds.ch. We are giving away a pair of tickets as well to one lucky winner this morning on the show. What you need to do is just simply tell us what you've done for a friend, because we use the title Friends Help You Move. If you've done something good for a friend or a friend's done something good for you, let us know. You'll go into the draw to win a pair of tickets to see this in Geneva. 022 575 3010 is the WhatsApp. So send in your answer now. Let us know what you have done for a friend. Big thank you to John Ward, Will Finn Ramsey, and also Victoria Comstock-Kershaw for joining us as well. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about it. Thank you.
Thanks
Kat.